I'd like to call the meeting of the Citizens Coinage Advisory Committee to order on Tuesday, June 18th. And I'd like to welcome everyone and good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey. Well, it's a dry day in Washington, D.C. I don't know so much in the other parts of the country, but it is that way here. But thanks for taking your time out to be part of this phone meeting. I know it's a little bit difficult sometimes, but I think with today's subject, everybody was pretty much okay with the ability to do it this way. So before we begin, I want to introduce the members of the committee, and please respond present when I call your name. Sam Gill.
Present.
Robert Hogue.
Present.
Eric Jansen.
Not yet.
Not yet. We'll come back. Dr. Dean Kowalski.
Present.
Thank you. Mary Lannan.
Present.
Michael Moran.
Present.
Robin Solomon.
Present.
Donald Scarinci. Jeannie Stevens Solomon.
Present.
And Dennis Tucker.
Present.
Thank you. We have a quorum. I'm Tommy Ram, chairman of the CCAC, and I wanted to just go over today's agenda briefly. First of all, we'll have a discussion. Okay, Eric, you're on?
Yeah, Eric Jansen just joined. Thank you.
Perfect. If anyone hears Donald chime in, we'll get him aboard. So today's agenda will include a discussion of the letters of the secretary in the minutes, review of candidate designs for the Anwar Sadat Congressional Gold Medal Program, and a review of candidate designs for the Stephen Gleason Congressional Gold Medal Program. Before we begin our proceedings, are there members of the press in attendance? We'll do attendance first. Any members of the press in attendance? If not, how about on the phone? Members of the press on the phone. Nobody there yet? Or is David saying, I don't think there's anybody back there. Okay, thank you. Finally, for the record, I'd like to also acknowledge the following men staff that are participating in today's public meeting. April Stafford, Chief Office of Design Management and Program Managers for the Office. Vanessa Frank, Megan Sullivan, Pam Bohr, and Roger Vasquez. We also have Joe Mena, Mint Chief Engraver. Ron Harrible, Manager of Design Engraving. Betty Birdsong, our liaison to the CCAC. And Greg Wyman, counsel to the CCAC. So let's start with the minutes. Is there any issues that we'd like to discuss before we proceed on our agenda?
No, sir.
No? Okay, thank you. The first item of agenda is the approval of the minutes and the secretary letters from the last public meeting. What I'm going to do is break this up because we do have an amendment that I'm going to propose for the secretary side. So let's start with the letters to the secretary. Are there any comments on the documents? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the letters to the secretary?
So approved. Robert,
Mary.
Robert, Mary, all those in favor, please signify saying aye.
Aye.
Any objections to the motion? Okay, letters are approved. On the minutes, I would like to make an amendment here to that. In note four at the end, it states that no votes on clear designs were received as majority votes. The silver medal, 11 silver medal R did have a sufficient number, and the gold 09 gold offers did have a majority of total votes. And I thank Eric for pointing that out because they did have the required minimum number of votes. And so the votes were taken, what I'd like to amend it to is to state votes were taken and no clear pairings of the obverse and reverse designs received received a clear majority of the total of the votes. That way it's clear that makes it a little bit clearer regarding our pairings. Does anyone have any issue with that? Seeing none, I'd like to have a motion on the approval of the minutes.
So moved, Robert.
Robert.
Second, Mary.
Second, Mary. All those in favor signify saying aye.
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 Are there any objections to the motion? If not, without the minutes of the last meeting are approved. We now turn to April, our Chief Mint's Office of Design Management, to present the portfolio for the Anwar Sadat Congressional Gold Medal and introduce our stakeholders that are on the phone as well.
Thank you so much, Chairman. Per Public Law 115-310, a Congressional Gold Medal is to be awarded to Anwar El Sadat in recognition of his heroic achievements and courageous contributions to peace in the Middle East. On September 17, 1978, President Jimmy Carter hosted President Sadat and Prime Minister Begin at Camp David, where the three leaders engaged in 13 days of negotiations that resulted in the Framework for Peace in the Middle East, commonly known as the Camp David Accords. Following negotiations, President Sadat and Prime Minister Begin signed the Egypt-Israel Peace Treaty at the White House on March 26, 1979. Addressing President Sadat at the signing of the peace treaty, which remains an important anchor for peace in the region today, Prime Minister Begin commended President Sadat by saying, "In the face of adversity and hostility, you have demonstrated the human value that can change history, civil courage." We are very fortunate to have with us Ezra Friedlander, CEO of the Friedlander Group and our liaison for this program and to the Sadat family. Mr. Friedlander, are you with us on the phone?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Would you like to say a few words to the committee?
Sure, I'd be honored to. Anwar Sadat was a seminal figure for the following reasons, for many reasons, but for me, this stands out. He proposed peace in a manner that required tremendous courage. He went to his own people in his native tongue, Arabic, and he said, "I will go and travel to the state of Israel to propose peace." When he did that, it not only created shockwaves across the world, but it also resulted in his traditional allies divorcing themselves from him. And making peace was not only in the national security interest of the United States, but it allowed for peace to be considered a viable option. And unfortunately, he was killed for making peace with Israel. And the Congressional Gold Medal will hopefully remind the world that heroic leaders and courageous leaders like Anwar Sadat do exist, and will hopefully encourage the next generation of leaders to conclude peace all over the world.
Thank you so much. And of course, Mr. Friedlander.
To elaborate, but I know so much about the subject and I'm so passionate that I'm afraid I'm going to take too much time.
No worries. I'm sure if the committee has questions or you'd like to add information as we go through the design.
Correct. I'm willing to answer any questions that anyone may have.
Thank you so much. Okay, we will now go first through the candidate designs for the obverse of this medal.
April, this is Mike.
Yes, sir.
Does Mr. Friedlander have a preference?
Yes, and as we typically do as we go through the portfolio, I will be sure to point out Mr. Friedlander's preferences, which reflect the Sadat family's preferences as well.
Correct.
Okay, starting with...
April, yes. I just want to be sure you've recorded my presence for the
call. Thank you, Donald. We will.
So recorded.
Donald Storinzi.
Thank you. All right, starting with the obverse candidate designs. Obverse 1 features a profile of Anwar El Sadat with the Khufu pyramid in the background. Additional inscriptions include Anwar El Sadat and his signature in Arabic. Obverse 2 depicts a portrait of Anwar El Sadat with an olive branch framing the left side of the design. His signature in Arabic is on the right with the inscription Anwar El Sadat. Obverse 3 depicts a three-quarter portrait of Anwar El Sadat. Inscriptions are Anwar El Sadat and President, Arab Republic of Egypt. obverse 4, which is the family's preference, as communicated by Mr. Friedlander for the obverse of this medal?
Especially 3.
Mr. Friedlander, can you clarify, is the family's preference for the obverse design obverse 3 or obverse 4?
3. AF03.
Thank you. I apologize. So going back to candidate design 3 for the obverse, that depicts a three-quarter portrait of Anwar el-Sadat, and the inscriptions are Anwar el-Sadat and President of the Arab Republic of Egypt. Again, that is Mr. Friedlander's preference, as reflected by Anwar el-Sadat's family. Obverse 4, which is related to obverse 3, features a larger dramatic portrait of Anwar el-Sadat. The inscription Anwar el-Sadat is incised along the right border. Obverse 5 depicts Anwar el-Sadat with a stylized pyramid form in the background containing the inscription Anwar el-Sadat incised along one side. Obverses 6 and 6A depict left-facing profiles of Anwar el-Sadat with the additional inscriptions of his name and birth and death dates. 6A also includes a stylized Egyptian reed. Obverses 7 and 7A feature three-quarter portraits of Anwar el-Sadat set against a pyramid stones in the background. Inscriptions include Anwar el-Sadat and 1918 through 1981. Obverse 8 depicts a head and shoulders three-quarter portrait of Anwar el-Sadat. The background features a portion of the pyramids found in Egypt. Inscriptions are Anwar el-Sadat and 1918 through 1981. Obverse 9 features a profile portrait of Anwar el-Sadat in front of a pyramid shape. The inscription Anwar el-Sadat is arced across the top border. Obverse 10 illustrates a forward-facing portrait of Anwar el-Sadat with the Great Pyramids of Giza in the background. The inscription Anwar el-Sadat is arced around the top border. Obverse 11 depicts a three-quarter portrait of Anwar el-Sadat with the Great Pyramids of Giza behind him in the distant background. Anwar el-Sadat is inscribed above the pyramids. And finally, obverse 12 portrays a three-quarter portrait of Anwar el-Sadat with the Great Pyramids of Giza behind him in the distant background. Arcing across the top of the medal is the inscription, "He lived for peace and died for principles." That concludes the portfolio for the obverse candidate designs, and I would just like to reiterate that Mr. Friedlander has communicated the family's preference for the obverse is design 3. Moving on to the candidate designs for the reverses. Yes?
One thing that wasn't communicated is obverse 4 and obverse 7 are both meant, the portraits are both meant to be incused into the field as Egyptian style relief was done thousands of years ago.
Thank you. For the record, that was our chief engraver, Joe Mena. Reverse designs, starting with reverse 1. This design features a depiction of the Unknown Soldier Memorial in Anwar el-Sadat's tomb in Cairo, Egypt. Inscriptions are Anwar el-Sadat, 1918 through 1981, Act of Congress, 2018, and the quote, "When the bells of peace ring, there will be no hands to beat the drums of war." Reverses 2 and 2A depict the Unknown Soldier Memorial and Anwar el-Sadat's tomb with the inscriptions, "He lived for peace and died for principles." Anwar el-Sadat, 1918 through 1981, and Act of Congress, 2018. Design 2 is the family's preference for the reverse of this medal. Mr. Friedlander, can you confirm that that is accurate?
Confirmed, yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, just for the committee's reference, reverse 2 is the Sadat's family preference for the reverse of this medal.
And I even have a statement that I could read that the committee would like to hear. The brief statement from
I believe our chairman is requested to hear that that information, but at the end of the reverse portfolio?
Yeah, that way the committee will understand. I think it'd be better.
Okay, thank you. Reverse 3 showcases an olive branch and the quote, "When the bells of peace ring, there will be no hands to beat the drums of war." Additional inscriptions are Anwar el Sadat, 1918 through 1981, and Act of Congress, 2018. Reverse 4 portrays an olive branch atop the quote, "Any life lost in war is a human life, irrespective of its being that of an Israeli or an Arab." Additional inscriptions are, "He lived for peace and died for principles," and Act of Congress, 2018. Reverse 5 centrally features an olive branch with the left half incised into the design and the inscription around the border, "When the bells of peace ring, there will be no hands to beat the drums of war." Additional inscriptions include 1918 through 1981 and Act of Congress, 2018. Reverse 6 emphasizes a quote from President Anwar el Sadat, which reads, "Any life lost in war is a human life, irrespective of its being that of an Israeli or an Arab." Beneath the quote is an image of the Great Pyramids of Giza. The additional inscription, "Act of Congress 2018, is incised at the bottom of the design. Reverse 7 depicts a different perspective of the pyramid form seen in design obverse 5. The quote incised on its surface reads, "Any life lost in war is a human life, irrespective of its being that of an Israeli or an Arab." The additional inscription, "Act of Congress 2018, is at the bottom. Reverse 8 features the Great Pyramids of Giza framed by a date palm tree. Below the pyramids is the inscription, "Any life lost in war is a human life, irrespective of its being that of an Israeli or an Arab." Reverse 9 depicts a different view of the Great Pyramids of Giza with the inscription, "Any life lost in war is a human life, irrespective of its being that of an Israeli or an Arab." A date palm tree is included in the right side of the design. Reverse 10 also centrally features the quote, "Any life lost in war is a human life, irrespective of its being that of an Israeli or an Arab." Surrounding the inscription are the Great Pyramids of Giza, a dove with an olive branch, and stylized Egyptian papyrus plants. The additional inscription, "Act of Congress 2018, is arced across the bottom. Reverse 11 features the same quote from Reverse 10, flanked by four columns in the style of those found at the Temple of Karnak, along with the sun symbol, a dove holding an olive branch, and stylized Egyptian papyrus plants. Additional inscriptions around the border read, "He lived for peace and died for principles," and "Act of Congress 2018. Reverse 12 depicts a Shen ring, an ancient Egyptian symbol composed of a loop of rope with no beginning and no end. Inscribed inside the ring is the quote, "When the bells of peace ring, there will be no hands to beat the drums of war." Below the quote is Anwar el Sadat's name written in Arabic. The additional inscription is "Act of Congress 2018. And finally, reverse 13 depicts an ankh, an Egyptian hieroglyphic symbol used to represent the word life. Flanking the ankh on either side are olive branches to symbolize peace. Inscribed along the top is the quote, "Any life lost in war is a human life, irrespective of its being that of an Israeli or an Arab." At the base of the ankh is Anwar el Sadat's name written in Arabic, in addition to his birth and death years, 1918 and 1981. That concludes the reverse portfolio, and I would ask Mr. Friedlander to please share the comments from the Sadat family.
Thank you very much, and I'd like to thank the design team for creating all these options for the family and for the committee to review. We, and I'm reading from the Sadat family, "We all, as the Sadat family, can relate to the resemblance in the design he chose for the front, and it touched every one of us. The design on the back is the reality that we live here every day. This is what visitors local and foreign who visit my father's tomb see and recall. The simplicity of the writing, both front and back, is what we as a family believe would be his choice. We are totally convinced by both the front and back, exactly as they are presented in AS-03, verse 3, and AS verse 02. Thank you for understanding, and we deeply appreciate your efforts in that matter. All the best, Gamal El Sadat, who's the son of Anwar Sadat. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Freelander. And April, thank you for the report. And Mr. Freelander, it's extremely grateful, and I want to also congratulate the family for this honor as well, because I think it's well deserved. And thank you for that letter from the family as well. As far as the committee goes, I'd like to open this to the committee and just say that we have a tradition pretty much as it relates to congressional gold medal recipients, that we value highly the concerns and thoughts and designs that the person being represented and their family would like to see on their congressional gold medal. I think that there are some very, very nice designs here, particularly when Joe said regarding the incused number 4 and number 7. I think there could be some wonderful designs, opportunities, but it's really not, shall I say, that even though we might like that, I think the wishes and the honors of the family supersede in many ways the other nice designs that are here. So congratulations to the artists who did these designs and made them available for the family to make a selection. So I am fine with going through the committee and asking you to review the designs, or if you would like to accept the requested preferences of 03 obverse and 02 reverse, I'm fine with that. Whatever the committee would like to do.
Tom?
Yes.
Tom, this is Donald.
Yes.
This is Donald. I'm sorry, but you know, I just can't let 4 go. It's beautiful. four is beautiful.
No question.
And maybe we could somehow communicate to the family, because I think if they could see 4, I think they would agree. It's just a stunning obverse. And it's a real tribute. I think it would be a shame to pass it up. And while I love to defer to the family, and certainly on the reverse, absolutely. I think we would be remiss if we didn't ask them to take a second look at obverse 4. And see what we see there.
That'll be fine. As a matter of fact, April, would you like to follow up?
Well, since Mr. Scrinchy brought it up, obviously there is a relationship between obverse 3 and obverse 4. It's submitted by the same artist. And obverse 4 was developed with the intention that the portrait would be sculpted in the manner of ancient Egyptian relief, with the figure inset into the surface of the metal and its features sculpted flush with the metal's surface. I would ask Mr. Friedlander, I know initially the documentation we have was the Sadat family submitted or articulated a preference for obverse 4 initially, but I understand it may have subsequently changed. Mr. Friedlander, would you like to talk about maybe how they moved off of design 4 and why they identified 3, or if you feel that they might be very satisfied with either? Would you like to speak to that?
I'm just the glorified messenger here, and I defer to them as well. So I don't know the reason that they selected originally 4. I don't actually remember saying that, but it's possible, because we did go back and forth a number of of time. So I have no objection to asking them. With pleasure.
Mrs. Friedlander, this is Mary Lannon. I just want to say that I completely agree with what Donald Scarinci said. I think with number four, we have an opportunity not only to honor Anwar al-Sadat, but to honor an ancient Egyptian artistic tradition, which would really pull the metal together. I think it will be stunning. I know in the hands of Joe Mena and the crew in Philadelphia, this could turn out to be one of the most beautiful congressional gold medals we've ever done. And I really would urge you to consider that number four would certainly be my choice and Donald's, and I'll open it back up to anybody else that would like to comment on that.
Mary, thank you. I think that, you know, I agree. When I heard that it was going to be an incuse in the tradition, I think that that's why this is a very good discussion. But why don't we go around then and have everyone go? Hold on 1 second.
Before we do, this is Greg Moynihan. Just this is a point of clarification because I think it's important that the record reflect what we have on record as being the preference from the family. And so I would ask April Stafford for the record to read an email that apparently we have received directly from the family.
Okay, and actually this email came from, and Mr. Friedlander, forgive me if I'm mispronouncing the name, is it Gamal?
Gamal,
from Gamal A. L. Sadat, and this was forwarded to us from Mr. Friedlander. And I should read the entire email. Dear Ezra, my mother and I reviewed very carefully all what you sent. This is our choice for the front and back of the medal. I am outside of Cairo at this time. If you still want me to call you, I will do so. Thanks and best regards, Gamal A. El Sadat. And attached, we have obverse 4, which is the design that the committee members are speaking to.
Thank you, April.
What is the date of that?
The date of the email is April 24th.
Eric?
Got it. So maybe in a subsequent email, he may have perhaps overlooked or he may erroneously refer to the wrong one. Maybe he actually picked 4. So maybe we made it to the whole divine providence.
There you go. Some other comments from the members, or I can go. Why don't I go around, and then that way everyone has an opportunity to speak. Sam, I'll start with you.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm all for deferring to the family for whatever they want. I also like the idea of going back to them and suggesting that they have another look at 04. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful relief. I personally have kind of an interest in this. I visited that memorial in Cairo, and I was there on Lafayette Square in 1979 when that accord was signed. So I love the idea of this medal in general, and I think it's well deserved. And to Mary's point, it could be one of the most beautiful ones the men has ever produced. So I defer to the family, but I'm happy if they would take another look at 4.
Thank you, Sam. Robert.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I concur with what Sam has said. I do have a couple of observations or maybe questions, though, I'd like to address to Mr. Friedlander.
Sure.
Anwar Sadat's name. The letter E does not really exist in Arabic, and in transliteration we see it, his name given here as Anwar El Sadat. I know in a scholarly manner, the L is normally rendered as Al, A-L, but the L is not even pronounced in the correct Arabic pronunciation. I understand this would be Anwar As-Sadat. And I'm just wondering, is there any particular preference as to the way his name is rendered? Anwar El Sadat, Anwar Al-Sadat, or just Anwar Sadat?
Anwar El Sadat. We reached out to the family for clarification. And I think even in the legislation itself, that's the way it's spelled, and we clarified it with the government of Egypt, but even more importantly with the family, to make sure that this is the way they want it spelled. And I'm not a scholar, I couldn't comment on how historically, but I do believe that they pronounce it at least here in the U.S., when they refer to President Sadat, they say President El Sadat.
Yes, I realize that, but in terms of technical Arabic transliteration, the Ah Sadat.
Yeah. Even with the name president, they call it ACC, but in America, it is LCC, and it's in English they printed L. But yeah, I was in the Middle East several months ago, and even in Israel, I realized that they said it with the ACC. I wondered to myself, why do they do that? But now that you're raising this, I guess the more correct historical pronunciation is the A without the L. But here, for some reason, that's the way they go.
Arabic letters, S being one of them, have an elision with an L before, so the L is not pronounced. The letter R is the same way. You wouldn't have El Rashid, it would be Ar Rashid.
Got it.
That's the way the family wants the phrase to be.
Yes. Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, this is once again Greg Wyman. We had the same query at the beginning of this program, and we asked the question specifically to the family. And what came back is what Mr. Friedlander reported, that they wanted the inscription to read on where else about EL.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Robert. Any additional comments, Robert?
No, that's it. I am in accord with what others have said so far.
Okay, thank you. Eric?
Yeah, I want to thank Donald for raising this so directly and early on, because I think it's quite fortunate that the alignment here between what it appears is the artistic content with the family's preferences come in line. I think it's always the committee's responsibility to highlight the artistic element as well as try to respect the preferences of the family and the folks involved. I don't think there's a tradition. I think there is a tendency to want to respect that. Tom, I take position with there being a tradition. I don't think there's a tradition, but we always try to respect that. I do like design four. I think the Incuse approach is a brilliant approach to cast him well and cast him well within the history of Egypt that goes way back. I like design four. That's what I'm going to support singly. I appreciate the time. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Eric. And, you know, that's why I mentioned it in my opening remarks that four and seven were outstanding based on the possibility of the artistic part of it as well. Great, please.
Yeah, just one more, I apologize, one more clarification, one because I was able to find the email. Once again, we have an email from Gamal El Sadat, who wrote, Dear Ezra, this is the way my father wrote his name, so we as a family would like it to be the same. Anwar El Sadat.
Thank you, Greg. Dr. Kowalski.
My personal preference was for number seven, although I'm certainly willing to defer to the family. I'm assuming that, again, that there's no miscue and that they prefer three. And I'm also willing to defer to my colleagues, Mr. Chairman, that they take a second look at number four. But if there's any interest in taking a third look, I think number seven, in terms of the artistic design and the historical significance, is very, very important. And I'm going to leave it there. I'm just going to say that I've always admired and respected Anwar El Sadat, as many of you have noted or will note. And in my teaching of both U.S. history and world civilizations here, I pay special attention to the Camp David Accords. And there's a wonderful documentary on Jimmy Carter that PBS did about 20 years ago. I'll spare you all the details here, but it really gets home as to what he did. And if the family's preference is for number three, getting back to this point, I can see why, because it emphasizes that he was president of the Arab Republic of Egypt and that he was a national leader who made peace with another specific nation state. And I can certainly see that. Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor. Mary, any additional thoughts?
No additional thoughts. I think that the pairing of number four with what Donald has said
and the pairing of with the family has indicated their reverse preference would be, will really make a lovely mother. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Sir Michael.
Tom, thank you. I really feel like the motion is in order here, that the committee strongly urges the family to review their choice and consider number four in view of the numismatic significance of the Incus relief. But if they want to go with number three, then so be it. I think that's really where I am. Asking to reconsider four, but in the end, we'll ratify whatever their choice is on the outburst. And I'm fine with their reverse.
Okay, Michael, thank you. Robin.
Number four was my choice originally for the obverse. I think it's a strong, beautiful design, and it's so important to include the artistic heritage of Egypt in this design. I also would agree with the reverse of number two, and I think that pairing will make a lovely medal that has great power.
Thank you, Robin. Donald, any additional thoughts?
No, I think you know, all I can do is urge number four, and you know, and I'm gonna vote for number four. I believe in it. I think it's the right thing to do. I think it's a powerful image. I think President Arab Republic of Egypt is just, honestly, it's just small. It's limiting, and it's not the whole picture. It's really not just who he was. He was much bigger than that, and in so many ways he was a symbol, and is a symbol, is, not was, is, and. You know, I think the medal, I think a medal evokes, I think the medal evokes that, and creates, you know, that he is a symbol for peace, and that he is a symbol for hope, and that he is a symbol for what could be, and anything that, any words that limit that should be eliminated. And I think President Arab Republic of Egypt diminishes it. So, and I think history, you know, I mean, when we look at this 100 years from now, he's Anwar Sadat, and he's much bigger than President Arab Republic. Much bigger. So I would eliminate, if we had to go with number three, I would eliminate President Arab Republic of Egypt. I would eliminate it.
Thank you, Donald. Jeannie.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have to agree with my colleagues very much. I like number four. I think it's very powerful. However, I do like the font in number seven, and I know that probably has nothing to do with it, but just number four, the image of the portrait of Anwar el-Sadat is very powerful. And I guess I like in number seven the fact that there's a little bit more space around his forehead. He has a little bit more space. And I don't know if we can move that around or help that out, but the lettering is a little bothersome to me. But the metal or the portrait itself, I think, is very fine. And I will support number four. I think I agree very much with Donald, although I would not take President of the Arabic Republic out of that number three, because I think it gives it balance. Number three chosen, and I do believe it should stay there.
Thank you, Jay. Dennis?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to echo the committee's thanks to Mr. Friedlander and to the El Sadat family for sharing their thoughts. My observations are that congressional gold medals are national medals of a personal nature. So we naturally respect the recipient's preferences when we have them, but we also have an opportunity to review these medals in the broader context of official American Medal of Honor and American numismatics in general. And I will also echo the committee's general praise of the concept of a sunken relief. The precedent in American gold coinage is Bella Lyon Pratt's early 1900s gold coin designs, which had an Indian head in sunken relief. And I don't believe this has ever been done in the congressional gold medal series, their style of using sunken relief to portray a portrait. So this is a great opportunity to distinguish an already distinguished medal within the broader context. My understanding from the email that was read from April is that Obverse 4 actually is the family's preference. But a question that I might ask Joseph Mehta is, could Obverse 3 not also be sculpted in something really that portrait the way Pratt did with the gold coins of 1908? It might not be what the artist had in mind for number 3, but I see no reason why it couldn't be.
This is Joe. I mean, I can't speak to the artistic intent of the coin, or the metal rather, but just looking at it, if you were to think that portrait, you would also probably need to incuse the letters instead of having them be positive as they're shown here. Just because then I think you may have just a little bit too much going on in terms of relief. So that would be my observation.
Can I have clarification, Greg or Tom or April? Is number 4 in fact the family's preference?
What we can clarify is that we, in fact, have an email from the family saying this number 4, but we will. I think we will take the lead to clarify after the meeting. And maybe the committee's recommendation could possibly be based on that clarification. Well, I wouldn't. Maybe there could be a motion theoretically that said that the CCAC endorses what they presume to be the family's recommendation, number 4.
Greg,
hold on, Dennis. I want to give Dennis time to finish up. Dennis, is that good, Dennis?
Yes, I was just saying that it's a strong portrait either way. The portrait itself is very similar in 3 and 4, and you know the artist is to be commended for that.
Okay, Dennis, thank you. I heard, go ahead.
It's Mike.
Okay.
I've got a question for Greg. Greg, given your suggestions, the course of action here, I assume that you will at the same time convey the committee's sentiment about the incus relief. I doubt that, I certainly would not expect them to understand some of the nuances here that are involved. At the same time, I feel like since it's done by the same artist, it's somewhat the same design. I think if you were to couch it in that way in your discussion or your email to them, then we might get a more satisfactory, we might get what we want, which is number 4.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I don't want to go against number 3. If 3 is what they want, then they get it.
Well, several comments on that. First, that information was, in fact, conveyed to the family with the portfolio, but this is a public meeting. This is a public record. You'll have your minutes from this meeting. that strongly convey the committee's feelings that that's what the motion is. You'll have the secretary's letter, which we will share, which can strongly convey the committee's feelings if that's where the motion goes. And we, looking at April across the table here, who I know will work with her staff to convey the committee's feelings when they clarify with the family.
Thank you, Greg.
And of course, we'll work through Mr. Freebaker on
that. Follow up on that?
Yeah, yes, and April just mentioned that they would follow up with Mr. Freelander as well. Go ahead, Mike.
Given the vagaries of how this process works, and we all know how it works, if they want number three, they'll hit number three. On the other hand, if we want to stand our ground, we all need to vote for number four because it will give Greg a little more leverage in terms of discussing this.
Yeah, I am.
That's politics.
Right. When I first looked at the portfolio, number four and number seven were the ones that jumped out at me simply because. And Donald, thank you for diving right into it because there does seem to be a little confusion on it. I we have enough wording on the reverse, and what I really liked about four is that the chin is up, the eyes are looking forward. It's just such a shining example of his portrait, the way I at least remembered seeing him on television at the time. So rather than voting and taking a vote via our polling, I think, and listening to everyone's comments, it's the chair's decision that I think we should just entertain a motion. And Mike, if you would like to do what you were saying there to endorse number four with the stipulation that if it is finally determined that three was really their preference, then we would defer, but that we as a committee strongly urge and recommend number four, and we can go around the room regarding a roll call again if everyone would like to do that just to make sure you're counted.
So moved.
I need a second. Need a second?
Jeannie, second.
Thank you, Jeannie. All those in favor of the motion to establish number four as our preference and obverse. And I'm sorry, reverse number two in conjunction with that, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, everyone, for that discussion. I think it was wonderful.
And thank you, Mr. Friedlander, for joining us.
This is Ron. I'd like to make one observation, actually, maybe a question. Is it appropriate to have the recipient's name written on both sides of his medal?
And that's Robert speaking.
Yes, it's Robert. You see, I'm more out about written than on both offers and reverse.
That's a good point.
Is that normally done on medals? I don't recall seeing it.
It's not normally done. There's certainly no statutory prohibition of it, but it is it is something worth bringing up in the meeting. That might be worthy of a committee recommendation.
And of course, it would have been on number three as well, so either pairing for almost any of these would have been that way. So thank you, Robert. Would you like to further discuss that?
This is Mary. I'd like to make a motion. I move that we accept number four as the obverse, and we accept number two as the reverse with the modification of removing Anwar El Sadat from the diagonal line and just putting his date of birth and death, the years of his birth and death.
We have a motion on the floor by Mary to make such a change. Is there a second?
I second. That's Robert.
Robert seconds. All those in favor signify saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
I oppose.
This is Dennis.
Let's do a roll call on that.
What's the motion?
Mary, go ahead. Or would you like to do further discussion before we do? We can do a little bit more discussion. Let's see clarification on this, Mary.
Well, no, I just thought if a double name was a problem, we could just remove the name on the reverse and slide the birth year and death year further down the pyramid for balance.
Tom, this is Mike.
Yes, Mike.
I have a different suggestion. His signature in Arabic appears on several of the reverses. Why not substitute that for the English?
Very good, Mike.
That's very good.
Very good, Mike.
This is Dennis. Can I weigh in as well?
Sure, Dennis. Go ahead.
There's plenty of precedent for having the recipient's name repeated. Dorothy Height's name is on the obverse and reverse of her medal. Kathy Robinson's is on the obverse and reverse of his medal. I don't think there's any tradition, even certainly no rule, against having a name appear twice. And this is a personal medal that is intended to honor the president, so I say that as is.
Well, I actually really like Mike's
giving it in Arabic. Yeah, I think so too. So it would still be on there twice, but it would just reflect the other. I think it's a great idea.
They're part of their culture.
Sure. Any other thoughts?
I just wonder. I think it's a great idea, and I'd be willing to go along with it. I just wonder. We're making some suggestions to the family about the obverse. And do we want to make, I don't know how strongly they would feel about that.
And this is Dr.
May I interject here?
Yes. Who's interjecting?
Sure.
Yes, Mr. Friedlander.
I don't know if I'm allowed to or not. I don't think the family would object to anything. I think if that this is what the committee recommends, I think they would go along with that. And there may have been confusion even between the families, because the first email they selected four, and then they selected two, so it may be possible and very likely that that number four, which is what the committee seems to be going with, it was their original choice, and maybe when I asked them to confirm that they were away, because Mrs. Sadat wasn't feeling well, so I think that the family is very amenable to go along with anything the committee selects. The only thing I would like to point out is if, in fact, we go with four, perhaps we should then have the Arab President of the Arab Republic of Egypt as well under the signatory letter of his name. But other than that, I don't see any reason why they wouldn't go along with anything that the committee decides on.
Thank you, Mr. Friedlander. Okay, Dennis, thank you. And Mike, I think that's between having it in Houston and having the Arabic on the reverse, it's really, really exciting. I think it's something they'll be really proud of. So do we have a motion now to, I believe Mary's made a motion and then Mike has kind of modified it to some degree. Would you guys like to continue on with that motion? So we'll vote on that. We're going to vote Mary's motion that, well, I'll tell you what, Mary, why don't you say it that way? Why don't you say it that way?
Yeah, why Mary amend the motion to take it?
Okay, I would like to amend the motion that the committee select obverse number four, which appears to be the initial first choice of the Sadat family, and pair it with reverse number two, removing the English name Anwar al-Sadat and replacing that name written in Arabic along with the birth year and the death year per Mike's suggestion.
Now, Mr. Friedlander also mentioned about President Arab Republic underneath the name there. Would you be okay?
No,
Too much. Okay, got it. Okay, just wanted to clarify for the record.
I'm confused about which side you're replacing the name with what. Because Mary just now did not...
The reverse.
Reverse two, Eric, reverse two.
So you're going to replace the English Anwar al-Sadat with the Arabic signature there?
Correct.
Yes.
Wow. Not visually clear or pleasing to me at all, but so the motion goes.
Okay, Eric, thank you. So we have a motion on the floor, and we have a second by Mr. Moran. I'd like to take a vote. All those in favor signify saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Oh, no.
Okay. Motion carries.
Any other opposed?
Any other opposed?
I will abstain from this. This is Dennis.
Dennis abstain.
I'm abstaining also, team.
Jane's abstain.
I'm going to watch it
too. You know, okay, if the motion is passed, I guess it's a done deal. But can we, is it possible to amend that motion? That motion?
I could do a new motion.
Yeah, exactly. You'd have to do a new motion.
We just maybe should consider, if we could consider taking the name off from the reverse and instead putting President of the Arab Republic of Egypt there on that line, would that help the situation?
Any other comments?
You're the one that seems most opposed to the Arabic, which I...
I'm trying to visualize that, and quite frankly, from an artistic perspective, a line moving from the southwest to the northeast of the memorial, and the text along that line is just disrupted by the nonlinearity of the Arabic signature. And so it's a visual, visually it's not clear to me that is a pleasant appearance.
Can I make a suggestion, if you don't mind, everyone? I think we're kind of making this a little too complicated for the family. You know, this is going to go back to the family, and we're really asking them to, you know, what we really want to communicate to them is we feel passionately that they should go along with number four. But now we're going to communicate something very complex, and while we all understand it and while we know what we're talking about, it's not going to sound very clear to them. It's going to sound a little muddled. And I think we're going to get lost, and they may very well say, you know what, that's all too confusing. Let's just go with what we originally said. Number three, that's what we want. That's what we're going to do, period. I think we're making it too confusing. I think, you know, I understand what you're all trying to do, but, you know, what we're not really dealing with the secretary here. We're dealing with a family, and we really want to try to do is get them to go with number four. So I agree
with Donald.
One other thing. Dennis, one sec. Before, I just want to mention, and I hate to rain on Mike's parade here in Mary because it would look beautiful. However, we just looked at, Greg just showed me what it looks like in Arabic, and it would not fit on a line like that. It would have to be like how we have In God We Trust. It's going to be on the field, which is going to distract from this whole, it's going to redo it. So Eric, you're absolutely right.
I've got a suggestion, Tom. Let's retract the motion and let the discussion speak for itself as to where we thought there were issues that the men ought to work on with the final design and move on.
Okay, thank you, Mike. And Mary, would you like to retract that? Because I did look at it, and the Arabic spelling, it's just going to mess the field up, to be honest with you.
Just a moment.
I'll retract it. Just leave it.
This is Robert. I was just wondering if you were thinking in terms of his name as in his handwriting or as his name is written on the reverses number 12 and 13, for instance.
It's going to 13.
This is the reverse. Greg was showing you what's on the obverse, which is the signature.
Yeah, the signature versus what is written. Exactly.
I think if we put that, it would be very linear, and that would probably fit more.
Yeah, that would work if we went with that. Eric, would you be all right with that thought?
Yeah, visually, if you were to go with a linear Arabic as opposed to an as written, I don't have a visual problem with that.
Okay, so Mary, we're back. Mary and Mike, I'm back to you guys to wrap this up because I think we need to come to a conclusion.
Land Moran
2.0. And now you know why artistic design by committee is not a good idea.
But it was good catch. Let's just go with putting in the word linear into the Arabic, if you'd like, if you guys could agree with that, or everyone would be on board with something like that.
Mr. Chair, this is Dennis. Can I speak for a moment?
Sure.
I really think that this is a solution looking for a problem. We have no problem with the recipient's name being on a metal choice. I think it works the way it is now, and we don't need to tinker with the designer's vision here. I really think that this is not called for, and we should just leave it as it is.
Tom, this is Mike.
Yes, thank you, Dennis. Thank you. Mike, go ahead.
Tom, let's just move on to the next metal. We're done.
No, we have to vote. We have a vote. We have an open motion.
Let's Mary.
And Mary, unless you withdraw the motion and it stays the way it is, or we take a vote on the linear.
The motion stays the way that it is. Number four and number two.
With no revisions.
With no revisions.
Okay, the motion is dropped. Thank you all very much, and we'll report it accordingly. Moving right along to our next category, April. Thank you all very much on that.
Thank you. This is Public Law 115-415, awards a Congressional Gold Medal to Stephen Michael Steve Gleason, honoring his mission to show that patients can not only live, but thrive after a diagnosis with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, also known as ALS. Born in Spokane, Washington, Steve Gleason played both baseball and football at Washington State University and joined the New Orleans Saints NFL team in 2000. Football fans will always remember him for his blocked punt during the first game played at the Superdome in New Orleans following Hurricane Katrina in 2006. In early 2011, Steve Gleason was diagnosed with ALS, considered a terminal neuromuscular disease. Following his diagnosis, Steve Gleason founded Team Gleason, which helps provide individuals with neuromuscular diseases or injuries with leading-edge technology, equipment, and services, raises global awareness about ALS to find solutions and an end to the disease, and has helped hundreds of people with ALS experience life adventures they never thought possible after their diagnosis. Steve Gleason helped advocate for the Steve Gleason Act of 2015 and the Steve Gleason Enduring Voices Act of 2017, which permanently ensures that people living with diseases such as ALS have access to speech-generating devices regardless of their setting, whether at home or a healthcare institution. We're fortunate to have with us Claire Durrett, Associate Executive Director for Team Gleason. She is our liaison for this program and to Steve Gleason. Ms. Durrett, are you on the call, and would you like to say a few words to the committee?
I am. I am on the call. Thank you so much for allowing us to be present. I can tell you without question, if Steve had heard that he was following on Mor Sadat, he would not want to stay on the call. It's a little difficult to follow such a great man. But I'll keep it brief. He said a lot about Steve. He's just simply an incredible human. He's known as an extraordinary athlete, as you mentioned, and also a game changer. His footprint on Earth is most impressive after being diagnosed with ALS, and that's a disease with no known treatment or cure to date. Just in the last 8 years since his diagnosis, he's continued to inspire millions of people with his message, not only people with ALS or any other diseases, but his following reaches over a million people, and it's a really robust following. It's very, very inspirational. He has, as you mentioned, passed two laws protecting people with disabilities, not just people with ALS. He's also started the single largest ALS research effort in history, and although he's unable to move, breathe, or speak,
People who have lost their voices now have one. People who can no longer move now have access. And people who have lost their independence now have much of that returned. And the guy is just getting started. So this is just a huge honor, and what an incredible recognition for his work.
Thank you, Ms. Durrett. We'll start with the candidate designs for the obverse of this medal. The obverse designs feature portraits of Steve Gleason along with the inscription Steve Gleason. Additional inscriptions include Act of Congress, 37, which is Steve Gleason's number when he played football for the New Orleans Saints, and No White Flags, one of Gleason's mottos, representing the idea of never giving up. Please note that this legislation was passed in late 2018, but signed on January 3rd, 2019. So the final selected design will read Act of Congress 2019. If you see 2018 in any of the candidate designs, that will be amended. So we'll cycle through the obverse candidate designs. Obverse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'll pause on candidate design 7 for the obverse because this is Steve Gleason's preferred design. Eight, nine, and 10. Moving on to the reverse designs. All candidate designs for the reverse are emblematic of Gleason's childhood in the Pacific Northwest, representing a lifetime of travel and exploration. Inscriptions include, "Keep exploring," an important phrase throughout Gleason's life representing both his travel and his journey with ALS. "Better now than never," another of Gleason's phrases representing the importance of not putting things off, and "Act of Congress." Move through the candidate designs for the reverse. Reverse 1, 2, 3. Reverse 3 is Steve Gleason's preferred design, but he did have some requested edits. He suggested that the design might be shifted down to show more sky and an enlarged moon. He would also like to see the Act of Congress inscription removed, as it is already on his preferred obverse design, and the inscription "Keep Exploring," he suggests it might be placed on an arc along the bottom of the design. Moving on, reverse 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Mr. Chairman, that concludes the portfolio of candidate designs.
Thank you, April, once again. And Claire, thanks for being part of our discussion this morning and the thoughts that you have on the preferred designs as well. Are there any technical questions at this point that any of the members of the committee would like to address? Then we go into general discussion. Go ahead.
Question, April. If you do the changes to 3 that Steve suggests, don't you get 4 or 6?
No. Just for the record, I think that was Ms. Jeannie Stevens-Solman.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Jeannie, would you like to comment
about
that?
But, you know, the landscape is so different.
Personally, I do like the idea of the corrections to number 3 with the keep exploring wrapped around the 7 to 4 o'clock area there, and deleting, that was a good pickup that you'd take out the Act of Congress, that was a good pickup. So, Joe, would you like to make a comment as regards to the kind of like, what you think about this?
I'm right on board with Mr. Gleason. I think what he said is really right on target. You know, arc that, keep exploring, get rid of AOC. drop the landscape down a bit and enlarge the moon. I mean, the guy's got, among every other thing in his life that he has achieved, he's got an amazing artistic eye. So I'm good with that.
Thank you, Joe. So are there any other comments, being that that can be achieved? Would you like to review the, I'll leave it up to the committee once again in regards to reviewing and going through all the designs, or would you like to make a motion to accept the Claire's and Mr. Steve Gleason's obverse 7 and reverse 3 with the modifications?
This is Robert. I would like to make that motion to accept the designs.
I'll second it.
Who was second? I didn't hear. Was that Dean? Oh, that was Donald. Okay. Okay.
You don't recognize Donald's voice by now, Tom?
It was a little muffled, you know, and what can I say? We just want to make sure, for the record, you know, we got to make sure. So so we have a motion on the floor to offer 7 with the revisions to reverse 3. Is there any further discussion?
If not, Eric.
Go ahead.
There are a couple of thoughts here, and I think sometimes we run into this with the tools that are used to create some of this artwork. I personally feel as though sign number 3, I'm fine with the design, the technique and so forth. The rocks don't feel placed naturally there, and the waves in the water don't feel appropriate. Those are waves that would be in an ocean, not in a moving or flowing river. And I think by moving the keep exploring into an arc around the circumference, that's fine. But I think that is going to, by virtue of kind of the negative space effect, going to bring a lot more eye attention to the water. And so I think when it's re-rendered with those changes, we're going to have to pay attention to that, or we're going to end up looking, it's going to end up looking not like a fast-moving creek, but an ocean in the mountains.
Okay, Eric, thank you. And Joe, you picked up on that, and I know moving this down, and I believe Steve Gleason's comment was that he wanted to see the moon larger so that the effect would be on the moon instead of the stream or the rocks and so forth. But thank you, Eric, and Joe, you can take it from there. So we have a motion on the floor to go ahead, Jean.
Tom, I just would like to have the committee look at number 10.
Reverse 10?
Reverse 10. If we put keep exploring down there instead of AOC, we could have a moon, and I love the fact that we have an explorer hiker in the moon. It's just a very innovative design, and I applaud the artist who thought about this. It's really thinking outside the box. All of our other designs are very nice, but they're sort of typical.
I'd like to back up Jeannie's comments there and encourage everybody to score merit according to how they feel in the design. I like 10 as well, but I'm more moved to try to accommodate the family's preference.
Yes, I agree also, but I just think, we should really pay attention to number 10, because it is what we have been asking our mint artists to do, something unusual, and this is what addresses that.
Yeah, Jeannie and Eric, thank you. Yeah, that's a very good call on that. So what we'll do is we will vote on this motion, and should it pass, we'll go with that. And then you can send your comments regarding the merit to Greg at your convenience. So for the purpose of the design, we have the motion on the floor. Without further discussion, I'll take a vote on that. All those in favor signify saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Claire, for being part of that, and I think that you're going to have a wonderful representation of a congressional medal for Steve Gleason.
No doubt. And he does give his opinions about the medal, but he's just so honored that it will happen. I mean, he'll be fine with anything.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And once again, please send your comments to Greg regarding the merits. And I agree with Eric and Gene in regards to the comments of the moon with the silhouette is very, very, very well done. And thank you to all the artists who participated and came up with great designs. At this time, if there's no further business to come before the group, I will ask for a motion to adjourn and remind everyone that our next meeting will be on July 17th. July 17th. With that, may I have a motion to adjourn? Everyone want to stick around? I hope that everyone has a great week here, and thank you very much for all the discussion today. And once again, I'd like to have a motion to adjourn.
So moved. This is Robert.
Second.
Second.
Jeannie, second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Have a great, great week. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Great.